In our materially advanced age, where humanity has explored the depths of the seas and space, landed on the moon, and sent probes to Mars, the question remains, can reason alone lead us to all truths? There are many things that the mind cannot comprehend, such as knowing God by his names and attributes, the details of his law, reward and punishment, and the news of the unseen and previous nations. The mind perceives things in general, such as the goodness of justice, but it fails to grasp the details, making the need for revelation surpass the capabilities of the mind. The mind may be confused in determining whether an action is beneficial or harmful, and revelation comes to clarify the right path for us. Relying solely on the mind may lead to contradictions and conflicting hypotheses, while revelation guides minds to contemplate and reflect on the universe. The function of the mind is to verify, understand, and contemplate the revelation. Revelation and the mind are like the sunlight and the eye. We conclude that revelation is a necessity for the mind by reason and logic. Whoever believes in and follows the revelation has been guided and has taken the path of truth and happiness. Whoever denies and opposes it has gone astray and taken the path of falsehood and misery.
وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى.
In the end, revelation is the light and soul of life, and without it, the world remains dark. Science and technology do not provide spiritual happiness, nor answer all our existential questions, which is why revelation remains an indispensable necessity for humanity.